Thank you, everyone, for coming out and spending this time to be able to share. And really, while it is a loss when we think about Twyla and all that she has been to so many and given to all of us too, there are many things to be thankful for in the experiences that we have shared together and the reflections that we can see in her children and those of you who are with us today and others who could not be here. And so with that, on behalf of the family, we just want to thank you for coming out and being a part of this, we'll call it also a celebration of life. So before we continue with this, let's just bow our heads in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the special time that we share together for the entire family as we remember Twyla, as we think of all the good times that we have shared together, all the blessings that the family has enjoyed together and we have all had with each other. We pray for the comfort of your Holy Spirit to be present and to be just that, a comfort to each one, holding tightly, giving that which no one else can give but you, and giving us the hope that we have that we can look forward to being reunited someday with you, with others that we love, with Twyla, and we thank you. We've all had this privilege of sharing in a joyous life, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
When Sandy asked us to lead out in these two songs that we're going to be doing today, she says that these were two of Twyla's favorites. So let's start with number 216, When the Roll is Called Up Yonder, and please remain seated. Okay. Number 216.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the sacred earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll
is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll
is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll
is called up yonder. Yonder I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share,
when his
chosen ones shall gather to their homes beyond the sky, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll
is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll
is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Number 435, The Glory Song. Number 435.
just to be near the dear Lord I adore, will through the ages be glory for me.
Good evening. Thanks for all of you being here and to share in the memories of my mom's life. I think all of you know me. If you don't, I'm Wayne Regan. I'm Twyla Regan's son. And this is my son, Garrett. And we're going to be reading the eulogy today, which was written by my sister, Sandy. If any of you know me very well, you'll know that I'm not inclined to wear pink. But here I am. One of my mom's favorite colors was pink, and so in honor of her, I'm wearing pink and flowers, because she always had flowers growing outside of her house. One thing I'm thinking of just standing here. A long time ago, my sister and I grew up in this church, and during the week, in midweek, my parents would come to clean the church, and while they were cleaning to keep me and my sister entertained, they'd turn on the PA system and put a stool here behind the pulpit, which I think this is the same one. And we used to stand here and give our great oratorical speeches, which is easy to do when you're 9 years old and there's nobody in the pews to hear you. But anyway, just kind of a memory I have standing here. So anyway, Yaret's going to start reading, and we're going to kind of tag team.
All right, so Twyla R. Del Region passed away on September 3rd, 2022 at John Muir Medical Center in Walnut Creek, California. She was 82 years old, and she was born on October 30, 1939 to Charles and Zeta Chapman in Oneida, Minnesota. When Twyla was 5 years old, her family moved from Minnesota to Sheridan, Illinois in February of 1945. For her father Charles' new job at a sawmill. Charles' brother Guy Chapman and his family also moved with them, as Guy also had a new job at the sawmill. The two families rented houses next door to each other, and the children grew up together and were like brothers and sisters. They are all double cousins because the Chapman family brothers, Charles and Guy, married the Russell family sisters, Zeta and Winfred. Twyla and her cousin Esser were lifetime best friends. Twyla was 7 years old when her mother Zeta passed away in 1947, which was a great tragedy and a loss for the family. Twyla attended the Sheridan Seventh-day Adventist Church School, graduating from the eighth grade in 1953. She attended Maplewood Academy in Hutchinson, Minnesota for her high school freshman and sophomore years. When she turned 16, she got her first full-time job at a Buff factory in Sandwich, Illinois. For 4 years, she worked at Richards Wilcox Manufacturing Company in Aurora, Illinois, where her father, Charles, her sister, Marie, and her uncle, Guy Chapman, and cousins, Donna Chapman, Marilyn Chapman, and Arvilla Crone also worked. She was introduced to John Lawrence Region Jr. on a double date with her sisters, with her sister Marie and Marie's fiance, Ronnie Vall. John and Ronnie were high school classmates and auto mechanics. Twyla and John dated for 3 years and were married on Thursday, July 2nd, 1959, at the Sheridan Seventh-day Adventist Church. For their honeymoon, they traveled to the Wisconsin Dells in their 1955 Oldsmobile for a 3-day weekend. John had a major stroke in October 1983, but lived another 31 years until passing on March 14, 2015, and they were married for 55 years. Twyla and John always had a huge lifelong interest in exploring the state of Alaska. Not long after they were married, their first attempt to travel there found them driving on the Alaska Highway through Canada. At that time, the highway was nothing more than an unpaved gravel rock road with lots of ruts and potholes. Sadly, their tires could not tolerate this harsh terrain and were eventually completely destroyed. New tires had to be purchased to replace the damaged set, and this was not in their budget. Twyla and John had to turn around and drive back to Illinois, falling short of their goal. However, they were eventually successful in visiting Alaska with family trips there in 1962 and again in 67. Alaska would remain as their biggest adventure ever. Over the following years, Twyla and her family enjoyed many other vacations on the road. They visited the Grand Canyon, the Painted Desert, Monument Valley, Four Corners Monument, where the boundaries of four states, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona meet, the Rocky Mountains, Yosemite, Redwoods, and Sequoia National Forests, the Golden Gate Bridge, John Muir Woods, San Francisco, and Oakland Zoos, Pacific and Atlantic Oceans, Disney World, SeaWorld, Cypress Gardens, Lookout Mountain, and the Gulf of Mexico, where they searched for sand dollars in the shallow waters. They went to a rodeo in Wyoming, spent a day bicycling on Mackinac Island in Michigan, and visited Merrimack Caverns and Six Flags Amusement Park in Missouri. For a few years, they traveled with a pop-up tent camper and stayed in campgrounds. When camping in the Smoky Mountains in North Carolina, they were awakened in the middle of the night by another camper repeatedly yelling, "Bear, get out of there." There was lots of noise and commotion as the bear was destroying coolers and fountain and food containers looking for his dinner. They visited a total of 26 states and British Columbia and Yukon Territory, Canada. I'll pass it over to my dad.
Tag team. Yeah. All right, I've been tagged in. Locally, they enjoyed stock car races, Independence Day parades, and fireworks. The Sandwich Fair, which is very popular here, with tractor pulls and demolition derby events, The Brookfield Zoo, feeding the ducks, geese, and seagulls at Allen Park in Ottawa by the Illinois River. Pumpkin patches to obtain pumpkins for carving in the fall. Great America Amusement Park and Raging Waves Water Park. John and Twyla lived in a trailer park in Sandwich for 7 years, then Plano with John's mother Margaret for 2 years, and then a rental house near Sheridan. In 1970, they purchased a 3/4-acre lot near Sheridan where the framework of a new finish-it-yourself Cap Homes was installed. While they were building their house, they lived 2 miles away in a farmhouse that was owned at the time by Irving and Esther Foreman. In 1973, they moved into the basement of their new project home and continued to work on finishing the interior, moving upstairs 1 year later. And that was the house that they lived in until 1996, when a new house was built for them next door. Just as Twyla's father, Charles, and his brother, Guy Chapman, had worked together at the same jobs, so Twyla and her sister, Ethel, worked in jobs together as well. They worked together at Better Boxes, a box factory in Sandwich, for 12 years. For a few months, they both worked at a Pizza Hut in the evenings and weekends, part-time. Then for 2 years, they worked part-time evening jobs at Serena High School, cleaning classrooms during the school months and stripping and buffing the hallway and gym floors in the summertime. In October of 1979, Myrtle DeLay, who worked in the Central Service Department at Hinsdale Hospital, helped Twyla and Ethel also to get jobs in the Central Service Department. Twyla's daughter, Sandy, worked there for the next 3 summers between college and school years. Later, Twyla's niece Brenda Bolt and cousin Marilyn White were hired to work in the same department. Twyla worked there in that department for 39 years, retiring in February of 2019 at the age of 79. Twyla loved God and was active in his work. She was a lifetime member of the Sheridan Seventh-day Adventist Church. She held many offices over the years, including Sabbath school leader in each of the children's and youth divisions, Sabbath school superintendent, social committee, Pathfinder leader, in-gathering driver, if you all remember in-gathering, greeter, deaconess, and assistant treasurer. Twyla and her family enjoyed an active social life. There were church events with food and games held in a social hall in Norway on Saturday evenings. There were church picnics, family gatherings, and reunions at local parks like Shabana, Starved Rock, Deer Park, and Silver Springs. In recent years, she enjoyed Sunday morning pancake breakfasts at the Seventh-day Adventist Church School nearby. Many summer days and evenings were spent with family, friends, and the Pathfinders at the Sheridan Rodden Gun Club, which was more commonly known as the Pit, for picnics, swimming, and campfires with marshmallows, veggie hot dogs, corn on the cob, and russet potatoes roasting in the fire embers. Winter activities included outdoor ice skating on frozen ponds, tobogganing and sledding parties, and snowball fights, and also making snowmen. Twyla hosted children's fall school parties, festivals, birthday parties, and bridal and baby showers with games and desserts. She would also make mini cupcakes for parties at the school. Twyla and her family frequently visited family members and friends on, Twyla and her family frequently visited family members and friends on weekends and holidays. At home, she would make tacos on Friday night and popcorn and Chef Boyardee pizza on Saturday night. She made many tasty Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners. Twyla used her sewing skills to make an embroidered tablecloth and napkins for her daughter and her husband, Barry, and made quilts for each of them. She also made several quilts for Grace and Garrett. In November of 2019, Twyla moved to California to live with her son Wayne, daughter-in-law Isabel, and grandson Garrett. During Twyla's last trip back to Illinois in September of 2021, she greatly enjoyed her time here, attending her granddaughter Grace's wedding, and visiting with many dear relatives and friends in the area. Sheridan was always her home, and her roots grew deep here. It's the place she always wanted to be. Twyla was a hard worker, full of energy, courage, and strength. She was a devoted and loving wife, mother, grandmother, daughter, sister, and friend. One of the greatest joys in her life was spending time with her beloved grandchildren. We were blessed to have her in our lives for so many years. She is dearly missed by her family and friends. We look forward to the day of Christ's return when we will be reunited with our loved ones for eternity. Twyla was preceded in death by her parents, Charles and Zetta Chapman, her husband, John, her sisters, Marie Vall and Ethel Prusha, her brother, Gordon, her niece, Verna Chapman Crisp, and her nephews, Lonnie Vall and Dale Vall. Twyla is survived by her daughter, Sandy, and her husband, Barry Butler, her son, Wayne, and his wife, Isabel, grandchildren, Luke Sisti, Grace, and her husband, Clark Engel, and Garrett Region. Nieces, Linda Vall Risman, Connie Vall, and her husband, Robert Hinkleman, Verna Chapman Crisp's widower, Jim, Kathy Brobston and her husband, Sergio Areola, Brenda Brobston and her husband, Tim Bolt, Nancy Larson and her husband, Marty Holm, and Michelle Region. Nephews, Lonnie Vall's widow, Christina, Roger Vall, Dale Vall's widow, Susan, Phil Vall and his wife, Sandy, Robert Brobston and his wife, Edith, Jeffrey Chapman and his wife, Melinda, and Daniel Bergreen Region. Also, many grandnieces, nephews, and many cousins. Her internment is at Little Rock Township Cemetery in Plano, Illinois. Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne and Garrett. I could tell, we could all tell, how heartfelt everything was that you were sharing as you were choking back from time to time. And how could you not? It was your mother, your grandmother. I think that Tammy and I were visiting your mom one afternoon. We were up the stairs. I don't remember if we were sitting in the living room area there by the, I want to say I remember a coffee table, but or around the kitchen table. But I think we remember her telling the story about the trip to Alaska and what an impact that was on the rest of the journeys through life and all the good times that everybody had together. I can only imagine and say that your mom had a profound impact on all of you and the blessing that she gave to you together is really incomprehensible for all of us, so thank you for sharing. One of her favorite passages of scripture was from Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 5 and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." I guess as I'm listening to the eulogy and all the stories that you guys just shared, I'd have to think that that first trip to Alaska was committed to the Lord, and maybe it didn't work out that time, but they kept recommitting it to the Lord, and he brought it to pass. and it became one of the hallmark keystones in your family's experience, and perhaps another reminder that God always keeps his promises. He always takes care of us, and one thing for sure that we all heard is that Twyla and anyone in her family, and as I was listening to you, and I was hearing all the names, all the cousins, all the aunts, all the uncles, all the double date, the whole experience, I was thinking who I've seen here today. And it's been a long time since we've been here, but the family members haven't really changed, and I was thinking to myself, just about the majority of everybody here is here because that one move was made and the faithfulness of your mom, your whole family spending time together, and I appreciate so much the story of standing right here as a young person and being able to share. And Garrett, you did a great job too. Thank you very much. God's always promised that he will take care of us and lead us along the way. If we're going to kind of think about making trips, I don't think that we are done doing that yet. You were talking about Alaska and the Muir Forest and all the different places that we have never been, just to be honest with you. And the thought that was going through my mind, whether maybe should have or should not have been going through my mind, was the Johnny Cash song, "I've Been Everywhere, Man." And I thought to myself, Johnny Cash hasn't been anywhere compared to these guys. They've been everywhere. And you just keep on going to places too. And we're going to keep going. I don't think that it's by accident that God put within us a desire to discover, to have adventures, to be able to seek and find new things, to have broader understandings, to be able to investigate, to be able to study, to be able to research and see things perhaps in a way that we have never seen before. And you look good in pink, Wayne. Even though we had never seen it before. You have to wear it more often. You've been honoring your mother all your life, brother. So I appreciate that. But these are things that are going to continue. I think we have all been familiar with different things that we have heard over the years. I just want to share a couple of them that I've looked up. But before I do, I'd like to turn to a couple of passages in the Bible, if you don't mind. And I'll try to keep this short because I know we have so much we want to share together and enjoy the time. But in Isaiah chapter 65, it gives us a brief picture of what things will be like, not might be like, but will be like, that God has in store for us. Isaiah chapter 65, if I just start with a few words out of verse 17, it says, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind." And verse 22 says, "They shall not build and another inhabit," no temporary house that somebody else is going to enjoy. "They will not plant and another eat, for as the days of a tree are, the days of my people and mine elect shall long enjoy the works of their hands." Verse 23 says, "They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord and their offspring with them." You guys, the children, the grandchildren, I mean, your mom and dad are what this verse says are the blessed of the Lord. And you are their crowning joy, their offspring, that God says we're all going to be together again someday. And not just stopping there, but everyone else, Grace, Garrett, Luke, your loved ones, those that you spend time with, God gives us that free gift that we can do and spend time with him for eternity. Verse 25 even says that the wolf and the lamb will feed together and the lion will eat straw like a bull. Hard to imagine, but God has some pretty amazing things in store for us. I want to share a couple of things. In Revelation chapter 14 and verse 4, it says, of those who are pictured among the redeemed, it says, these are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. That faithfulness, that time of being faithful, even coming and cleaning the church, turning on the PA system, things that you could look forward to, things that you could count on. Mom and Dad were going to be out visiting today. They care about people in the neighborhood, in the community. And that same gift has been placed into your hearts, too. It's evident. The things that you share, the things that you have lived out in your example. The artistry. We think of things that you see as you travel. Grace has amazing art talent. Just absolutely gifted. Garrett cares so tenderly for people. Compassionate, wanting to make sure that their needs are met and taking care of them when they have found themselves in harm's way without asking any questions. Wayne, you're so meticulous. You've just worked on things and you just make sure it's done exactly right. And what a gift to be able to have that quality. And that came from somewhere. Sandy, when we talked on the phone, and when we've talked before, when your dad passed away, the detail that you put into every little thing that makes life special and important, these were all gifts that came down. And God says, the offspring are also going to be together with their parents, the blessed of the Lord. The wolf and the lamb will feed together, and the lion will eat straw, just like a bull. Can you imagine such a thing? There is a statement that follows this. It comes from a little devotional book called My Life Today. It says, all the treasures of the universe will be open to the study of God's redeemed, unfettered by mortality. They wing their tireless flight to worlds afar, worlds that thrilled with sorrow at the spectacle of human woe and rang with songs of gladness and the tidings of a ransomed soul. With unutterable delight, the children of earth enter into the joy and the wisdom of unfallen beings. They share through the ages upon ages in contemplation of God's handiwork, and with undimmed vision, they gaze upon the glory of creation. When you think about all the trips that you took to see the beauties and the wonders of the world, really, the things that you were describing. Sure, you went to Disney World, but God gave us the ability to want to have fun doing that stuff too. God gave those gifts. But all the ones that I heard were the beauties of God's creation over and over again. And we're going to continue doing that when Jesus comes again. You know, there's a song that we sang earlier. Bob and Laura were leading us in music, the glory song. What a glory it really will be when Jesus comes again. You know, and you think about the things that God has made possible for each of us. Everybody here has a value. The value of a soul, we're told, is inestimable. There's no one who is worth more in the eyes of God than you. You are perfect in all that God has made you to be, and you can never be loved any more than God loves you right now. You think about the gifts that we can have. What really are the best gifts? It would be a house, maybe a car. What about money? Are those things really? I think sometimes perhaps the best gifts are the ones that are the intangible. The legacy that your mom left, the things that you'll see in each other's eyes from time to time. It's like, man, Sandy, you're acting just like mom right now. Or Wayne, you sounded just like dad when you said that. Garrett, if I've seen Wayne do that 100 times, I just saw you do it. Over and over and over again. Grace, you are so artistic, just like your mom. Garrett, you're strong, you're powerful, you do what you need to do, and even when things don't go your way, you don't stop and you don't give up. The traits that we each have, we can somewhere look back and see them in our parents too. Perhaps legacy is a gift that God has given to us. Maybe the ability to hold someone tight when they're crying, to be able to listen when there's a lot that needs to be said, and perhaps even more that needs to be heard. Maybe it's the legacy of living out someone's faith. As you were reading the eulogy, your eulogy said that she was a woman of deep faith. And your mom certainly was, and she certainly was a hard worker. I remember we were visiting with her, and she was talking about, and she was in her 70s then, getting up and leaving at 5 o'clock in the morning so that she would beat the traffic. Hardworking. Those are all good and well. But God doesn't want us to miss out on the best gifts. And that's the best gift of being able to spend eternity with those we love. Because of that, your mom's, one of her favorite passages also came from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verse 13 says, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who are asleep, so that you don't sorrow, even as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so those who sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. You have shared so many wonderful things to give us a picture of your mom and your grandma. But Jesus wants us to remember that this isn't all. We can all be together again someday. I know that as we are all thinking of Twyla and all the special experiences we have, we'll think of even more as a slide program is going to be playing that Elder Steve Bell has prepared for us. And after that, we're going to have a time of reflection, and Elder John Zarni will lead out in that.
Good evening. When I think of Twyla, I think of a woman that loved her family. She loved her kids. She loved her grandkids. She loved her church, and she loved her God. When I would visit with her either after church or stop down at the house, since she's right up the road, she couldn't wait to talk about what was going on with Luke or Garrett or Grace, what was due with Wayne and Sandy. She just would beam. She'd be so excited to share what's going on. She'd speak of family. She'd speak of what was going on with her sisters and her brothers. She spoke of you. When we would talk, she shared what she thought about you folks. And she loved everybody here, and she thought of everybody here, and she served the Lord. And now it's time that we can share some of the things that we found special about Twyla. And Steve has a microphone. Luke, if you would begin, we'd like you to start.
My name's Luke. I'm Paul. And it's like, thank God I like wrote like just the paragraph. Because I'll be up here. Like. So I want to take a moment to remember my grandma who passed away about a year ago. I was in Salt Lake City at that time. I was at Swift Academy for rigs and everything. So I got the news that, you know, my grandma passed away. So at first I was like shocked, like, wow, she, you know, passed away and everything, and it hit me. I was a little mad and everything, but even though we weren't related by blood, she was an important part of my life. She made me feel loved and cared for, and her letters were a constant source of comfort and joy, especially when I served in the Army, and once when I got out, she kept sending me letters and everything, and, you know, it's supportive and everything, so I love her for that. I'll always be grateful for the time I got to spend with her and the memories we made together.
Amen.
Growing up here, and yeah, so anyways, that's all I have.
Thanks, Luke.
Anybody else?
Is there another? Just raise your hand up high if you'd like to share.
I need to do this before I lose my nerve. So I'm Gary Hickson, my wife Maureen. We moved to Illinois in July of 1985. And we were house hunting, okay. I had been a nursing home administrator in training program for a couple of years, and the first job that opened up for the company I was obligated to take, and it was in Plainfield. And Jim DeLay had told us about a house that was available to rent over here on Sawmill Road, you know, and we went by it, and to call it a house was, you know, that was a stretch, because it was really a broken down old cabin. And my dear wife started crying. She was having a terrible time, and she said, "You've moved me out here an hour away from the closest mall, and all they have here is soybeans and corn." She says, "I can't stand it. How could you do this to me?" Okay? So we drove down the road a little further, and we see this moving van where people are moving out. Okay? And I got out, and, you know, Maureen said, "Get over there, that looks like a pretty nice house." So compared to that cabin, it was. And so we found out that they were moving out. The lady that was leaving gave me the name of the landlord. And before you know it, we moved across the street from John and Twyla, okay? And for some reason, the first time church in Sheridan, after we had actually moved there, they did it outdoors in Marilyn's yard next door. She had a really big yard, and Maureen was sick and couldn't go to church, but I brought my lawn chair over there, and I sat down, and I didn't say anything to anybody. And pretty soon this lady came along and plopped her chair right down beside me and started talking. And it was Twyla. And I mean, it was nonstop. I mean, I got the life's history, okay? I heard everything. I mean, I heard about John's stroke and what they had gone through and everything. And, you know, it was interesting, you know? And, you know, church got over, and I got to thinking, who else do I know who talks like that? My wife, Maureen. I said, this is going to make this Illinois thing okay for Maureen, because she's going to have a friend. Okay?
Amen.
And sure enough, they got introduced, and, you know, they became bosom buddies. And, you know, and I noticed, you know, John having a hard time getting in and out of, you know, the car when they would go places and things, because he was handicapped, you know, with after the stroke and all. And, you know, Twyla was insisting that we do all these things together. And I thought, well, how is that going to work with John being so laid up that way? Well, you know what? It didn't make any difference at all.
I mean, amen.
He went right along with us, and we had a great time. And I think we hit every Olive Garden in the greater Chicago area. We did the planetarium. We did the IMAX, you know, you name it. We went there. Natural History, aquarium, and, you know, every ice cream place that John wanted to go to, we went there. And, you know, I can wrap this up. A couple other little things. You know, in Wisconsin in those days, if you sped, you got a ticket, okay? And I moved down here to Illinois, and I thought to myself, well, is everybody Mario Andretti? I mean, and Twyla said to me, Gary, you can do this. It's okay to go 75, 80 miles an hour. And at that time, the speed limit was 55. Remember, they had slowed it down to 55. Well, anyway.
Don't listen to him.
Anyway, she taught me how to drive fast in Illinois. And I do remember one time shortly afterwards that I was doing about 80, and a state trooper pulled up beside me, a lady, and she looked right at me, and she goes, like that. And so I did try to be a little bit careful. And I just would like to say that, you know, of course we all know Twyla was special.
Amen.
And I never heard her condemn anybody. I never heard her criticize anybody. I never heard her get angry at anybody. And even when they were pushing her out of her job at the end there, because she was a little forgetful, and they could have made reasonable accommodation, but they didn't, she wasn't angry. She was totally Christ-like.
Amen.
And she's an example that we should all try to emulate. Thank you.
Amen. Is there another?
My name's Conrad Roth, and I remember I kind of drifted away from the church. And when I came back, I would always sit back. Twyla sat back here all the time. And I would sit there because it was closer to the door. And I could, right after Sabbath school lesson, I could scoot out the door. And she would always be saying, "What's your hurry? Why don't you stay?" Every time, there'd be a smile, and it would always be, "Where are you going? Why don't you stay?" And so I think my coming back to church, I think I owe a lot of that to her, you know, just by her
Amen.
Kindness and her smile.
Amen. You got one.
My name is Deborah Holmes, and I'm cousin to the Regents. And I remember as a kid, we would always get together and go and have pizza over at their house when they lived up on the hill outside of Sheridan. And I just loved it. And I loved spending time with Twyla and the kids.
The pizza was pretty good. Is there another? Raise your hand up down here, Steve.
Uh, I'm Vivian Foreman, and of course, Twyla was always part of my life because she graduated from high school the year I was born. So she was one of the young people in the church. And I always looked up to her, and I really thought she did a fantastic job with her mothering skills. And I always loved her. She was one of these people that she has never gotten old. She looks just like she did when she was young. She never got old. And when I would sometimes say something negative, she would say, well, maybe we should think about it a little bit more like this, and she'd say something positive. And I just will really miss her.
Amen. Amen.
Alan Morton, my first memory of Twyla is the pictures from Alaska, and I got to tell you, I just saw a gravel road. One time she picked me up from an airport or a train station or something. I was always going someplace as a kid. And came up the road from Wedron, and I said, whoa, I didn't know you could go around those curves that fast. and I still do. She used to stop by the house, and I'd say, where are you headed? And she says, well, I guess I'm heading here. And 2 or 3 hours later, she'd head someplace else. And then after she went to California, we just did that on the phone. and I'll always miss her.
Definitely special. Raise your hand high. Is there another?
I'm Donna Morton, and I think back when we were little kids. I remember when we all had chicken pox. We lived close to each other. We always did. And I remember Twyla had chicken pox so bad that she was just one big pox. I don't think there was any place she didn't have one of those blisters. But we used to play together, and like Marilyn said on Facebook the other day, our cousins were like siblings. And that's how we were from the time we were little kids until we were grown and married.
She definitely was family, huh? To all of us. She was a mother to all of us. She was a friend. She always had a kind word.
Well, I'm Marilyn White, and Twyla and I were the same age. She's 3 months younger than me. And we grew up like sisters. And I remember so many times where we would go out, we'd go walking wherever we did. We did everything together. And also my little sister, Esther, was a special friend to Twyla. And Esther would love to be here today, but because her husband's had a stroke, couldn't come, of course, and they live down in Arkansas now, so, but she would be here if she could.
Maureen Hickson, I just want to say a couple words about my very dear friend Twyla. Wayne and Sandy, you are two privileged people. Amen. To have had her for a mother. Such a kind, loving friend, so selfless. Twyla not only got up at 5 o'clock in the morning to get to work early, she stayed up late at night because John was home alone in the daytime when she was at work. So she would come home after working and driving about an hour and a half each way to get to work, and she would spend the evening taking him on rides or entertaining him, doing things for John. I'm telling you, it was just incredible that somebody could keep up the way Twyla did. And this was week after week, year after year. And John was just very pleasant, a good friend. John and Twyla, after we moved here and got to be close friends, became our cat sitters our cat sitters when we would go on vacation. Now, what we wanted them to do was just make sure that the cat had water and food, and not John and Twyla. They would, she would get home from work, and they would come to our house and make supper and watch TV and visit with the cat. You know, they were cat sitters. They were truly cat sitters. And John and, I don't know, do you remember this, Barry? But John and Barry and our son shared a birthday. And we had several birthday parties together with John. And if Barry and Sandy were home at the holidays, we had several birthday parties with the three of them together, and we missed doing that. She was just an incredible wife and a devoted person to John. And one thing I remember about Twyla that I think I might find hard to do, but she would work at the hospital all day long. This was when your dad, Wayne, was in the nursing home. And your mom would come to the nursing home after work and stay with him for 3, 4, 5, 6 hours before she would go home. Now, while she was there, she would not eat a thing. Not eat because John couldn't eat. And she didn't want to eat in front of him. Wow. and cause him to want something he probably shouldn't have, or I think he was having swallowing issues at the time. Such devotion. Yeah. I mean, really, 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 God was in her heart, and she lived such a Christ-like life. Coming here today, seeing friends that I haven't seen in 5 years, because the last time we was here was for Ethel's memorial, makes me really want to be in heaven.
Amen.
All the more because you people are alive and you greet me with love and appreciation, but the people I've lost, the friends I've lost, will be waiting for me too, and I look forward so much to seeing Twyla again.
Amen.
She was a blessing to me. I'm so thankful to have had her be a part of my life. And thank you for inviting me to come today. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you. Is there another?
I just want to say, I'm Kathy. My Aunt Twyla, she was very special to me. I just wanted you guys all to know that. She had many great qualities, as we've heard. But the thing that I loved about her so much was her laugh and her smile. Even if I didn't see her come into my house, I could hear her. I could hear her smile. And I will miss her greatly.
Is there another? I don't want to miss anybody. Robert?
First time I met her, I was bringing a patient. I just dropped a patient off in Hinsdale Hospital. And she went out of her way to introduce herself. We had just moved here, Laura just started teaching. And she was like that. Anytime she'd see, she always had a good word, a friendly smile, and she cared. And that's part of the privilege of being part of such a wonderful family in Christ. And I really appreciated her and many others in this church because they made us part of their family.
Amen. Is there anyone else? We will have a dinner afterwards, and there'll be time for sharing there as well. But I don't want to miss anybody. If there's anybody else, okay. Well, I want to say one thing: is this is quite a reunion here, right? This is family, right? This is awesome. But what a day it's going to be when we get to go to heaven, and we have a reunion with those that we've lost, and we can all be together. And we won't have to worry about separations or that, or loss. It's going to be an awesome day. And I look forward to that day, and I pray that we're all there. Brother Joe will have our benediction at this time.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Garrett, for sharing, and thank you, Luke. I know that was not easy for you to do, and spoke volumes. Nobody is in your corner like Grandma, and she definitely was. This has been great. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know even as I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Twyla certainly reflected that. And we are so grateful to have been a part of sharing in this experience and memory together. So thank you so much. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, today we are so thankful. While even in a moment of mourning, we know that in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, the dead in Christ will rise first, and we will all be together again someday. Lord, I thank you for all the children, grandchildren, friends, family members who have shared today, and those who wanted to but couldn't quite bring themselves, and maybe later. Lord, we just pray for that special courage and strength that only you can give as we look forward to seeing each other again someday. We thank you for the life that Twyla lived, and Lord, she lived it. We thank you so much. Thank you that you are our very present help in trouble. You never leave us or forsake us. And you have guided her, you carried her, and now with that same strength of love, you have promised to wrap your arms around anyone and everyone who only asks. And Lord, I'm so thankful that even when we don't, you just never let go. Lord, just please give everyone safe passage as they head back to home, wherever that may be. May we always carry her in our hearts as we look forward to your coming soon, and spend this time celebrating as we go down to the school and spend more time together in reflection. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. We do hope that anyone who has time and would like to come can come down to the school. And thank you so much for coming out. Please take an opportunity and say hello and give your respects to the family if you have time as well.